Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about TikTok, dyslexia, and dopamine. So these are three things that when put together can be a hell of a lot of fun and enjoyment. And I want to explain a little bit about why it works so well for our brains. You know, if you're a little bit older, maybe you haven't gotten to TikTok. If I'm honest, I've just hit 38. I'm starting out for the first time on it, and I just wanted to share some of my experiences. So let's dive in. Okay, so this is an interesting podcast, an odd one. I wanted to talk about this mainly because I've just gotten into TikTok. Now, if you're a listener that's over maybe 25, 30, and you've never touched TikTok and you just think, hey, what are these crazy kids doing? You know, that was probably how I thought for a period of time. I'm like 38 and I'm like, hey, I've got enough social media floating around to get into another one. And, you know, it felt like at one point there were new systems and platforms coming out every 3 weeks. And it's like, bah, it's just overpowering, right? But everyone kept talking about TikTok. A lot of my friends that are dyslexic or with ADHD said how much they loved it. And so I thought, hey, let's have a bit of fun. Let's try this piece of tech out. And I was trying to work out what's the hook. Now, majority of social networks play on the fact of a very well-known to the industry system about releasing dopamine quickly for people. When you're scrolling down Facebook, when you're scrolling down Instagram, new things are appearing. They're using a gambling technique, in essence, that is used in slot machines. As new stuff comes down, your brain triggers and goes, oh, what's next? What's next? And bang, dopamine release. So for anyone neurodiverse, ADHD, dyslexia, all of that, we are going to be more triggered than anyone by this, to a point where it gets a little bit addictive. We're trying, you know, you see a lot of neurodiverse people go on these 2 week social media breaks because it's so intense. And don't get me wrong, I think those are amazing. I've tried it myself. I think it lasted 3 hours, but you know, they're absolutely awesome to do. But in essence, the reason we keep going back is the stimulation. It's the dopamine release. It's the dopamine triggers that we're desperate for. And in a world where there are so many negative dopamine stimulants, you know, to be plainly honest, flicking through a TikTok or a Facebook feed, is it the worst in the world? You know, and this is the question. People have different opinions. Some people go, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, there's much worse I could be doing. Others go, hey, it's a terrible addiction. Get away from it, right? What's my opinion? I don't know. In essence, you know, if you've been living on planet Earth and you have, you know, executive function challenges, dyslexia, ADHD, or to add anything in there, at some point you've gone through a bunch of different addictive associations. Some, you know, can be very high functioning, so you can do something that's negative in impact. But from the outside, people don't know anything's going wrong. A lot of people drink too much. A lot of others eat too much. Food is a great dopamine stimulant. There's a heap of different stuff out there that is negative. You know, shopping, over shopping, buying too much. That, you know, being able to buy something new. Ooh, impact. You see that a lot in kids when they keep getting toy after toy after toy and they play with it for 10 minutes and then never look at it again. It's the dopamine stimulation. You know, you're even seeing this in types of toys kids are getting. You know, they it's funny, we're seeing this with our little one, is there are so many of these kind of gambling toys that come out. You buy them, you look inside and go, wow, okay. You don't know what you're going to get until you open it. You know, it's kind of the same way like basketball cards, baseball cards work. And so the same mechanism is at play in TikTok. And I've just joined, so please add me at Truth About Dyslexia. I'll put it in the show notes so you can just click the link. I would appreciate follows, likes, little hearty things. I'm trying to get more and more awareness out about dyslexia. And you can comment on things. I can reply on it. I'm still learning how it all works. But if you are on TikTok, do follow, you know, and help us raise more awareness. I'm really enjoying it. It's allowing me to be a bit creative. Come along and have a laugh. It is quite funny. Like I'm actually quite enjoying doing some of the real creative stuff on there. And it's, you know, so I guess, you know, what I want to talk about today, why are we drawn to this? I think as a creator, it is a fantastic way to let your creative brain play in a safe space. So if you've, you know, and this is not me promoting, you need to advocate for dyslexia. Maybe you want to have a TikTok with you and your cat and just show funny things your cat does. Maybe you want to start doing dancing, you know, little dance things. You know, whatever it is, it's all just a bit of fun and it allows people to be creative with a semi-purpose. It's interesting. And I think with so many right brain thinkers, so many dyslexics, those with ADHD, I keep saying the same thing because it's so important that we have creative outlets. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that in their work life. Some people have great, you know, maybe it's cooking or different creative ways in day-to-day life, but TikTok is another one of those. If the people who don't have the opportunity to be so creative in what they do, they can find that place in TikTok and they can find it for other people, unique people that draws them to it. And I think it's, I just think it's so vital that we continue as who we are to express that creativity. It's so easy for it to keep getting squashed down. I know personally, I go through waves on the podcast where I've got a lot of energy for it, and I go through other waves where I don't have any energy left. And you know, it's not about the podcast. I love the podcast. I love sharing. I love bringing you guys on a ride. But in my day-to-day life, I'm like everyone. We're all holding it together. There's a lot of adult stuff. I don't know about you, but I sometimes look at my life and go, how am I? I'm actually an adult. You know, I looked in the mirror this morning, you know, getting ready for the day. And I'm like, wow. You know, I'm thinking about how grateful I am for where I live and my life and going, actually, I'm an adult. It's, you know, I'm not coming up to being an adult. I am an adult. And I've, you know, it kind of working. I'm still here. We have a roof, we have food, you know, that type of stuff sometimes just blatantly amazes me that it's worked out. Did you get that feeling sometimes? And so I think having that TikTok as an external creative tool, and I use the podcast for that, for this kind of slightly longer flow, because I do enjoy it. But TikTok's another great way to create a visual external thing. Like I enjoyed the other day, I've put up a TikTok about some of the supplements that I take that I really like. And that was really fun. It was interesting. It was creative. Didn't involve writing a lot, which is also another plus of the platform. And so that's really valuable. And I think the other point, the other side of this is what I alluded to at the beginning, is it's a friggin' good dopamine hit. You know, if you're flicking through videos, and some are good, some are bad, you know, you're consistently getting that dopamine kick. And versus drinking too much, if you know, here's a question, drinking too much or TikTok, which are you going to pick? Now, I'm not, you know, people are sitting here going, either or, is that the only two options? No, don't get me wrong. Meditation is in there. It's fantastic. Breathing is an important, you know, his breath work is amazing. You know, going for a run. I know people who just can't stop running. You know, it's their thing. Others like to jump out of planes. Everyone's got their own kind of dopamine kind of kicker that gets the energy buzzing. But I think we've got to be really aware that a lot of us need kind of a variety of these things. And there isn't, you know, you can say to me, it's not either or, there's a heap of things. But we're always going to require additional dopamine to keep going. It's going to happen. I'm yet to meet anyone where they've solved this problem. Like it's a long-term challenge for the neurodiverse is dopamine seems to be lacking or not working in the same way as other people. And so when people say, oh, you need to stop being addicted to chocolate or addicted to even running, like as I say, I saw someone recently and they were told to stop running as much because they'll probably wear themselves out, but that was their way of release. And it's, you know, we're always going to be looking for that. The minute we think we've stopped looking for it and we've found this amazing level of Zen balance, which doesn't exist, it's absolute BS, you know, you're going to find something else to stimulate with. So you're much better to have a varying degree of stimulants for different things. Have some up your sleeve that are easy to operate with. And TikTok is one of them. TikTok can be one of them. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's, you know, if you start to, if you realize you're spending 8 hours a day on it, that's too much. But if you balance it with meditation, if you balance it with maybe going for a walk or a run or breath work, maybe there's a heap of other things, maybe a certain type of food that you can balance it out. As long as you kind of create a plan for it, it's kind of like a dopamine plan. I think it's massively valuable. Because there's a heap of dyslexics out there that have either undiagnosed ADHD or they have a level of ADHD which may not be diagnosed, but it's you're on the border. And so it's really, really important to make sure you have a plan for it and you don't just leave it up to the universe. It's kind of like when you sit down to eat dinner and you haven't planned anything for dinner and you're like, oh, what should I have? Your brain goes to either quick and dopamine rather than than something else. So having a plan in place is valuable. That's what I wanted to share, guys. Come across to TikTok if you're around it. Please share stuff. Please see if we can grow this kind of following. Any tips? I'm sure there are people out there much better than me. Please comment. Ask me questions on there and I'll come back to you and give it a try and learning. But yeah, at Truth About Dyslexia, and I'll be back in a couple of days.